Sometimes it is very hard for a priest to go incognito among the crowd, especially when the priest wears street clothes. There is always one who knows the priest and says, "Hello, Father."
And you see, it's very stressful, really, that Jesus goes
incognito. He mixes crowds.
Crowds
who go to be baptized at the Jordan River. And we see that Jesus puts on the garment of our human nature,
of our human condition, of our
flesh, of our body. During these days of Christmas, we have contemplated the presence of God coming to us, mixing with us. During these days of Christmas, God in the form lying in a manger, sleeping, vulnerable, weak. We see a God who is robed in humility, a God who has put on the garment of our human nature. But also, we have contemplated a God who wills us to put on ourselves the garment of divinity, the garment of divine life. That is the beauty of the Christmas season, in which we celebrate the presence of God among us. We fall in love with a God who cares our human life, a God who talks our talk, a God a God who thinks our thoughts. God so close and near to us. That is Jesus Christ. A God who comes to us to share in our lives. A God who gets involved with each one of us. When we contemplate God robed in our human flesh, we recognize that God is not ashamed of living and dwelling among us. Rather, He delights dwelling with us. God delights in human beings. God is the lover of mankind, as someone said. So when we celebrate the Eucharist, we see the nearness of God. God who wants to dwell within our bodies and souls. God who makes us temples of His presence. But also we see the mercy and the love of God who wants us words Jordan River. "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." You can imagine those words being said to each one of us on the day of our baptism. On the day of our baptism, God has said to each one of us, "You are my beloved child. In you I am well pleased." If someone asks us, what is our identity? What is our true name, our true nature?
We can say,
"I am, we are
the Father,
the Father."